here at W blah blah blah. I have taken over the studio for this special occasion. See, dear, under my spell. They will call you back if and when I release them.
It's WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
Sad times too, baby. Still, there's a good life for you, baby. No real need to rush, baby. Just be careful what you do, baby. I can see in your eyes, baby. You've been a victim before, baby, of people like the devil and me, baby. The devil and me, baby. Baby, can't you see, baby? The devil and me, baby. It's nothing you done, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run.
Oh. It's Halloween here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Radio. Yes, this evening we are celebrating Halloween. And we came full circle in that set, beginning and ending with songs by AC/DC, both sung by Robert Johnson. And that was Sweet Candy from Rock or Bust at the beginning of the set, followed by Elvis Presley, You're the Devil in Disguise. And then a real sound collage by Negative Land, recorded live on August 1st, 2007 at the Middle East in Cambridge, a show called It's All in Your Head. And thanks to Chuck Yu for being there and recording it more than 10 years ago. And then Led Zeppelin, Candy Store Rock, off of their Presence album. And then an outgoing message from Chuck, rather well produced on Halloween. And John Trudell, Devil and Me from Blue Indians. The late John Trudell. And that album was produced by Jackson Brown. And we finished things up with a live version of Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be from AC/DC's Backtracks Compendium. There's a box set for us hardcore AC/DC aficionados with four CDs of pretty much everything that they had recorded that turned out well, apparently, and in some cases a little bit borderline. I think, yes, things that were left after the Bonfire Volts box set that came before it. That was a little, well, that was also kind of the same deal, but that Volts CD on there, that's one of my favorites. As far as raw music goes, oh yeah. So, speaking of music, the Tufts Granoff Music Center has been running this fall 2017 special community music series of concerts on Sunday afternoons. And these concerts feature some of the best musicians from the Tufts Music Department and the area community. There's one coming up on Sunday, this Sunday, October 29th. The Tufts Wind Ensemble presents Frankenstein. And then for five more weekends after that, there are, well, there's Chorus Pro Musica on November 5th and A Journey to the Middle East through the Saxophone on November 12th. Tufts Choruses on November 19th and the Tufts Flute Ensemble on December 3rd. And then the Tufts Wind Ensemble Poems will be the final one in the fall 2017 series. That'll be on December 10th. All these performances are live, free, open to the public, yes, you and me, and they take place at 3 p.m. in the Distler Performance Hall of the Granoff Music Center at 20 Talbot Avenue, right here on the Tufts Medford Somerville campus. And if you want more information, just search the web for Tufts Fall 2017 Music or something similar. You'll find it. Ooh, ah, yes. Some Halloween singing of sorts here. Well, in the next set here, we're going to start off with a song by the English band New Order. And I specifically remember the first time I heard this song in 1985 when my dear friend and twice roommate over the course of many years, Nick Landgren, bought this vinyl album, Low Life, that it appeared on. And, well, listen to the lyrics. It's about a soldier who comes back home after fighting in some war, and he discovers his wife on the floor, and she's crying, holding a telegram saying that he was dead. And when I first heard these lyrics, I thought it was about some kind of a bureaucratic screw-up with, you know, a guy's family mistakenly gets a message that he's died, even though he's still alive. But Nick pointed out that it could also be that the soldier was a ghost coming back home, which I think is a much more artistic and intriguing point of view. In any case, it's art, so we can revel in the ambiguity and the multiple interpretations. But it's a really rocking song. And one that that I think works pretty well here on our Halloween special. And we're also going to be hearing from Wendy Carlos, one of my four musical heroines, piece Afterlife from her epic Tales of Heaven and Hell. And also some Hacey Dixie Tool and Joe Satriani on your Friday night sound collage party. This is New Order and Love Vigilantes.
I've just come from the land of the sun. nothing but bad luck since the day you saw the cat at my door. So I came into you, sweet lady, answering your mystical call. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cabin and the evil eyes, and I knew it was a spell she cast. She just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. Finger. Well, let me see the lines on your hand. Well, I can see me a tall, dark stranger giving you what you hadn't planned. I drank the potion she offered me. I found myself on the floor. And I looked in them big green eyes and I wondered what I came here for. She's just a devil woman. Just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. Yeah. Yeah. Out on a moonlit night, be careful of the neighborhood strays and of a lady with long black hair trying to win you with her feminine ways. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cabin and evil eyes, man, you better get out of there fast. She's just a devil woman.
Simsalabimbamba, Saladu, Saladimb. Auf ein gefettetes Backblech legen und bei 200 Grad für 15 Minuten backen. Und keine Eier!
a little bubble in the 7-Up. You know, just... just a gold just shooting up of there. And we used to think there was a different levels in heaven. And it, depending on how holy you are, the lighter the soul is. So if you're, you know, real good, very, very nice a person, you can go way, way up high and be with God and, you know, other nice people like yourself. And if you're a real, real bad person, your soul might just raise like 4 feet. Just, you know. You might have to spend eternity hanging around the grill at some cheap restaurant. And that's forever. Forever. I know some priests, they say forever and ever. I really don't think the and ever is necessary. Forever kind of covers it, you know. Forever means forever. What do you want? Forever. Forever. Well, we found out that's not true. There are no levels in heaven. We found out the truth from something called the Fatima letter. Happened in 1917. There was this miracle in Portugal. And these three little Portuguese kids, they was given this letter. And they was told, give the letter to the Pope. And tell him, don't open it till 1960. What it was about was the secret of life. What happens to you when you die, all that stuff. And what it said, right at the top, big capital letters, said, Vitum est laborum. That means life is a job. That's why, you know, you think life seems so hard, so difficult most of the time. It's because it's a job. You know, what it wants, just to work. That's what it's about. And it said that each of us, we're getting paid $14.50 a day. That's our wages, $14.50 a day. And what happens to you when you die? The soul does leave the body, and then you see yourself going down this long, long, long dark tunnel, and your whole life flashes before you, from the day you was born till the day you die. Then you come to the end of the tunnel, and God is there waiting for you, and he looks you straight in the eye, and then he pays you. You see, he knows you was coming. He's like a psychic. He knows everything. And he figured it up all in advance. 14.50 times the number of the days you was living. And he gives you all of this money. And you got all of this money in front of you. And then he starts going over your sins. And you have to pay for your sins. question. You know, you have to pray for your sins. As to the truth, we do have to pray for our sins. In cash. It's a cash deal. It's like, you know, maybe when you was a little kid, maybe stole a bag of potato chips. That might be like $6 a fine. So they gotta give them back $60. Lying. Every time you lie, $10. $10. Just to shell it out, you know, every single lie, $10, you know, $10. Murder, that's the worst one. $100,000. Masturbation? I don't know. $0.25, $0.35 would be my guess. That's a cheap percent. But it's a kind of mount up, you know, credit times. 35. Well, if you have enough money to pay off all of your sins, then you get to go to heaven. But if you don't have enough, then you have to go back and be born again. It's kind of like going back to work after a little vacation. Some are real bad people, you know, like a mafioso types. They might have to spend 4-5 lifetimes as nuns just making up for it. Most nuns are former mafiosi. Don't know if you know that.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back!
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are celebrating Halloween. Songs about candy and ghosts and devils. And the afterlife. We began with New Order in that set, and Love Vigilantes, a song that could be interpreted a couple different ways, but the one I like best now is that it's about a soldier who's killed and comes back to his family as a ghost and sees the telegram saying that he was dead while his wife's on the floor. And that was, yes, New Order, Love Vigilantes. And then Hazy Dixie from their Weapons of Grass Destruction album, Devil Woman. A bit of bluegrass there for you. And then Tool, Die Ehre von Satan. And their lead vocalist, Maynard, actually lived in Somerville around 1988 when I first moved up here. And through his friend Krista, I was invited with some other friends to a party at his house. And at the time, I smoked tobacco, cigarettes. And we were hanging out in his room and, you know, smoking cigarettes. And somebody opened the window. And then Maynard came in and he was freaked out because actually he had birds, like parakeets, and he kept them outside his bird cages. He kept them just in his room and he didn't want them flying out the windows, which was a pretty legitimate concern. I understand his being upset, at least later on. And then we heard from Wendy Carlos and a song from her Tales of Heaven and Hell album. That was Afterlife, and I mixed that up with a sketch by Father Guido Sarducci, a piece from Saturday Night Live, Paying for Your Sins. And then we concluded that set with Joe Satriani, Devil's Slide. So we've got a little bit less than 20 minutes left in the show. And actually, Chase Carson won't be coming in to do the time tunnel this week. So I think I can go over a little bit because it doesn't look like right now there's somebody who's going to be jumping in here to fill that for you. So I'm going to start off our final set with what I think may just be the best single song sound collage I've ever made. It uses La Tigra's TKO as a bass to mix on top of, and it includes real-life audio clips from a call to the LAPD, the Los Angeles Police Department's 911 line that Nicole Simpson made at one time when she was still alive and her husband OJ Simpson came over and demanded to be let in. And it's also got some epic phrases sampled from Tangerine and Catalina, two lovely young actresses. And after I remixed this song, I realized what it really was all about. So Nicole Simpson, it's her ghost, and she's following OJ after he's killed her, and she's taunting him everywhere he goes after he murdered her. So listen to the lyrics in this, where she's, "I'll eat glass, because, you know, ghosts can eat anything. And outside, I'm waiting. Yes, always waiting. Take a good look, take a photo. Well, ghosts are invisible. And sometimes, well, sometimes they do show up in photos. So yeah, take the photos. And write about it in your tiny notebook. Read it about it at your Barnes & Noble." So OJ wrote a book. I did it. Well, actually, later if I did it. But yeah, so that's what this remix is about. Appropriate for Halloween. Nicole Simpson's ghost coming back and haunting OJ. And then we're also going to hear a little bit of Gregorian chant and maybe get to that last John 5 song from The Devil Knows My Name with Slipknot guitarist Jim Root. But yeah, let's start it off here with the Plastic Sushi White Bronco remix of La Tigra's TKO. Let's start it off. Right, Tangerine? Oh, yeah, baby.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
Say I like this man. sun and rain, I will go.